In the book of 2 Peter, Peter begins after his introductions in verse number 3. Peter says, "According to his divine power, hath given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." So Peter is saying, Peter is telling us that God has provided everything that is required. God has already, by his divine power, he has bestowed upon you. He's bestowed upon each one of us. By his divine power, he's bestowed upon us all things, everything that is needed, everything that is required, everything that is suited for your life, for your victories, for godliness, for you to be godly, for you to walk in and to understand and have personal, full personal knowledge of him. He's provided all of that, who called us by his own glory and excellent virtue. Verse number 4, he goes on to say, by means of these. So in other words, everything he's provided by his divine power so that we can have everything all by his divine power, we have provided for us. Everything that is needed that pertains to this life and pertains to us becoming all that Jesus wants us to be. All of those things that he's provided by his divine power, by these things, he's bestowed upon us his precious and exceedingly great promises. So his divine power has provided everything that you need today. Okay, right there is an amazing statement. And if you believe the word of God is his word, if you believe it's Jesus revealing himself to you, if you believe it is his promises, if you believe it's inspired by him, if you believe it is the ultimate truth, well, then here's good encouragement for you today. No matter what your week has been like so far, here's your encouragement for today. His divine power, what Jesus, who is the victor over all things, who has power over all things, his divine power has bestowed upon you everything that you need in this life. What are your needs today? In his divine power, he's provided everything that pertains to your life, that you have need of in your life. He's provided for you by his divine power the ability to be the man or woman that he's called you to be, to godliness, to be able to live to the standards that his word says, so that we can be the men and women that he's called us to be, that our lives can be set forth to advance his kingdom in all things. His divine power has given us these things, and so that we can know him. His divine power has given you the ability to know him personally in a deeper way, in a full way. And because of all of those things that his divine power has bestowed upon us, he's given us exceedingly, in that divine power, he's given us, it's the word of God, exceedingly great promises, so that you may escape the moral decay, the rottenness and corruption of this world. So, here's your promise today. You have already provided for you. Look, I know that today there's already things in your life. Maybe you're dealing with marital problems. Maybe the doctor has told you something that's bad news. Maybe you have a broken relationship with your children. Maybe you just lost your job. Maybe they're about to repossess your home or your car. Maybe you've got other financial problems. Maybe you've continually faced ongoing depression. You know, whatever it is that you're faced with today, and you stop to think, well, everything that you just read sounds really good, Todd, but that's not the experience of my life. Listen, this is the promise of Jesus Christ. These are not just words that I'm telling you. This is his word. If this is not true, then nothing in this promise, nothing in this book is true. If this is not true, then he is not true. If I believe in Jesus as my Savior, if I believe that, then I must believe his word is true. This is his word. This is what he's speaking to you. He's provided by his divine power. He has provided for you everything you require for this life, that you can live to the standard, be the man or woman of God that he's called you to be. I know you think to yourself, I've tried, I've failed. That's okay. You know, if I've tried and I've failed my own strength, that's to be expected. He's given me his divine power. In him, I have everything that's needed, required for life. I have the ability to be the man that he's called me to be, and by his divine power, I have the ability to personally, fully, personally know him. Through his divine power, I have the full personal knowledge of him who called us and called us to his own glory and excellent virtue. This is the call that he has. And this is because he's called you, he's prepared you to do all that. You have to believe that this verse is true for you. You have to believe that these words are words that are spoken to you and for you. It is a promise that is for you. And if your life has not lived up to that standard, it's okay. That was yesterday. Now, you know, once you know the truth, you can't not know it. This is what Jesus has spoken to you. So it doesn't matter what happened yesterday, last month. It doesn't matter if you have failed. If you've been a Christian for 20 years and you failed every day to reach or attain this standard every day for 20 years, it doesn't make any difference. That was in the past. Now, if you hear his word, you know his word, you believe it's true, this is what you can expect. But it gets even better. He says, by means of these, so in other words, by means of all of these things that have provided, that have bestowed his divine power, all of these things that have brought you to the place of having everything that you have need of met, the ability to live up to his standards and accomplish what he has called us to do and to know him. By means of these, he's bestowed upon you his great, exceedingly great promises so that you can escape all these things, all of these troubles and difficulties, all of the rottenness of this world. You can escape it because you've got his promises. If you read verse number 4 in the King James, it says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. Okay, in summary, that is everything that's promised here in the Word. This is for you. Exclamation point, period, end of sentence, end of thought, ultimate truth, accept it. It is the way that it is. It is what is yours. Now, having said all of that, and I hope you can see that that is yours, again, as your mind tells you, well, that's not what I've lived. That's not been my experience. That's just the flesh telling you. That's the flesh reminding you of the past. It doesn't matter. The past does not matter. Don't look backwards to the past. Look forward. Now that you've heard that, and I'll read it to you again so you can hear again. Now that you've heard that, look forward and expect that to be what you see taking place today, tomorrow, all the days of our lives. For his divine power has bestowed upon us, that's you, all things that are required and suited to life and godliness through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory. And excellent. By means of these, he's bestowed upon us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them, his promises, you may escape by flight from the moral decay, the rottenness, corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust and greed, and become sharers, partakers of his divine nature. What he has bestowed upon you is the ability to be a partaker in his divine nature. So what is it you have need of in your life today? This pretty much says, already met your needs. Done. Check. Saw it already. Provided for it. It's yours. Come and embrace it. Come and receive it. Come and lay hold of it. Come and take possession of what I've given to you. That's what it's saying. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about the past. Put those thoughts from your mind. These are his promises. And it's his promises so that we would come to know him fully. We'll spend the rest of our lives continuing to know him. We'll spend the rest of our lives in this flesh continually getting to know him. Now, to what degree that we do that, that's up to us. That's our choice. But he hides nothing from us. He is not hiding himself or anything about him from you. He's opened himself up. That's why he has this word. He wants us to have the full personal knowledge of who he is as Lord and Savior. And as I know who he is as Lord and Savior, A, I don't have to worry about anything because he's taken care of all things in my life. And B, that gives me the freedom to boldly not to worry about myself, worry about my needs, because I know he's got me taken care of. I can move forward and I can be the man of God that he's called me to be. I can accomplish the things he's called and prepared for me to do. I can advance the kingdom of God, his kingdom, through my life. Other people's lives can be impacted and touched through me and through you. This is the truth for you and I, according to this word. Now, again, I emphasize, it's easy for you to say, well, that's not been my experience. That's not what I've seen in the past. That's the past. Let's look forward. But then God also describes for us in the verses that follow this, that this is a layer upon layer approach. I'm not going to know and understand everything about Jesus. I'm not going to know the fullness of him personally by tomorrow. I'll keep learning all the way through my life. I'm not going to keep learning. I'm not going to know I will keep learning, but I'm not going to know everything there is to know about how to be the man of God that he's called me to be, nor shall you know everything there is to know about being the man or woman of God that he's called you to be. You're not going to know that by tomorrow. It's all part of a process. And the more we take steps in him, the more we step into his promises and into his word, the more we step into him and to believing him, the more we take those steps, it's a layer upon layer of understanding. It's a layer upon layer of seeing these promises manifested in our lives. It's a step-by-step process. And this is what God expresses to us as he shares this word with us through Peter. He goes on to say, after those two great promises, or those two great verses filled with promises in verses 3 and 4, in verse number 5, Peter starts to explain to us, this is the process. It's the layer. You know, you can go back, and this is a principle that we see throughout the Word of God. If you go back and you look at what Jesus explained to his disciples in Mark chapter 4, when he was talking about the seed and the sower, he said, you know, a farmer sows the seed. The farmer doesn't know how the seed grows. The farmer just plants the seed. He puts the seed in the ground. The farmer doesn't know how that seed germinates, how it produces life. The farmer just has to be faithful to plant the seed. When he plants the seed, he tends the seed, and he has to also understand there is a time process. You plant the seed, and first, there's the little leaf that sprouts up out of the ground. Can't eat that. Then, more time passes, more care, and the seed becomes a stem. And then the stem gets a blade. And then from that, then there is formed a head. And then in the head, kernels are produced. And then from the kernels, you have, for example, corn or whatever you're producing. Then the harvest comes. There's a process in all things. First, you have to plant the seed. Then you watch it grow. And you take the steps. And you walk through the steps. And then you harvest the fruit. Then harvest time comes. Peter's saying the same thing here. These are the promises that Jesus has for us. It's a step-by-step process as we learn this. And again, we will spend the rest of our lives learning this to the extent that we apply ourselves to it and desire to know him more and desire to understand these things more. So he says in verse number 5, for this very reason, I'm going to read this from the King James. I'm going to read 5, 6, and 7, and you'll get a sense of where we're going here. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. So Peter's giving us an example here of the step-by-step. Here's the layer by layer. If you do this, this then builds this. And then if you do this, it adds this. And then as you do that, then it adds this. It's a layer upon layer effect as we develop in him. So you're not going to understand everything today, but he's going to meet your needs. As soon as I make the decision and the choice that I believe your word is true, and I believe that your divine power has bestowed upon us all things, your divine power, this is what you can say to yourself, your divine power, Jesus, has bestowed upon me everything that I need for this life, everything I need for godliness, everything I need for the full personal knowledge of you who called me into your glory and excellence. I believe you've provided all those things. And by means of these things, you've bestowed upon us your precious, exceedingly great promises that I can survive and thrive and excel and advance your kingdom and be the man of God or the person of God that you've called me to be, despite the flesh, despite the world and the attacks of the world and the things of the world that would otherwise bring me down, despite the corruption of this world, and that I would become a sharer, a partaker of the divine nature. And then here's the steps to do it. This is what Jesus is sharing with us through Peter. Now, we'll pick this up tomorrow, but I want you to see two things here. As Peter starts to go through this layer by layer, this step by step of accomplishing these things, the first thing he says in verse number 5, and for this reason, adding your diligence to the divine promises. We have the divine promises, now we have to add our diligence. You know the word of God and the promises. You know that these things are yours. Now, we have to be diligent. We be diligent in the word. He starts with the word diligent, and then that very last verse we looked at, or second to last verse, verse number 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election secure. It begins and ends with diligence. Diligence is the consistent. It's the key through all of these things, and we'll look at that tomorrow. But between today and tomorrow, remember, this is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Read those verses today, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you about his promises, about his divine power and what it provides for you personally, and his divine power which brings us his great, his exceedingly great and precious promises.